Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This was a discussion about that George Iloka hit, and for all that happened, for Shazier's hit and everything else, no play in that game, to me, looked more egregious and more ugly at impact than George Iloka going helmet to helmet and looking like he was practically snapping AB's neck. And I couldn't help but think about the NHL and how the perception of a play, and Sean McDonough and John Gruden were wildly guilty of this, the perception of a play seems completely tied to the result of the guy or the result of what happened to the guy getting hit, because Brown bounced right back up and barely a word was said. Anyway, here's Joe and Mike Tomlin on that play.
Mike, what did you think of the Iloka hit on AB in the end zone?
You know, it was a bang-bang play, much like the Juju hit. I hadn't had an opportunity to see it from a television perspective. Oftentimes, those things look a little different on the sideline than they do in HDTV. And that's why oftentimes I understand why those at home or former players, like you mentioned earlier, may have the opinions that they have. Their perspective oftentimes is a little bit different than our in-stadium or on the sideline perception of some of those things.
You can hear there, even in that answer, Tomlin's tone today. But as far as the suspensions go, Malzi, I don't like either one. I'll be real honest with you.
For what reason? I don't like Smith-Schuster's, mainly because it seems like they suspended him based on what they wrote or what their statement was for not being a very good sport about de-cleating Vontez Berfic. The Iloka hit, I mean, that's as bad a hit as I've ever seen. As far as what it did to the player's head, that reminded me of Harrison on Mom and Massaquoi and stuff like that.
I think they're both bang-bang plays, as Tomlin said, in football, and they happen, and they absolutely deserve to be penalized and maybe fined. But as far as the suspension goes, like, I didn't see intent on Iloka's part. He's trying to make a play in the end zone to prevent his team from, I think that was the tying score, right? He's making it, and they called it a football play. Now, if you want to treat it like hockey and say you have to control your stick in hockey, right? If you crack a guy in the head, all right, you got to control your delivery point of your hit. Okay, then suspend a guy. But first of all, they're now equating both of these plays with what Gronk did, which was outside of a football
play.
Gronk
should have gotten, if these guys both got one, Gronk should have gotten at least two.
At least. I mean, if you really want to take if you want to take this stuff out of the game, then okay. Then the hits from last night, both of them get, you know, 5 games, and Gronk gets 10.
Don't you think
this
is
a reaction? Then you'll be surprised at how fast it gets taken out of the game.
Don't you think this is a reaction more than anything on the NFL's part to just how this game was perceived as such blood sport? Pony tweeted that, and I agree with him. I can see where you're coming from, that you're penalizing in both cases football plays with a suspension. And Juju's, I still think, is they're penalizing the fact that he stood over Berfic.
Oh, they said that.
I mean,
they said that in their statement that contributed to it.
I mean, that's a little specious, I would say. But it feels to me like they realize how off the rails this game went and are trying to punish it accordingly. Can I bring up one other thing here? And this might sound incredibly callous. You have Ryan Shazier get taken out on the backboard, right? And then you have Berfic get hit. Was I crazy in seeing Berfic look pretty with it, try to grab Juju's ankle and sort of turn it as he walked over him, get back down? The whole thing was very weird. They put him on a backboard like he needed to be immobilized, and then apparently he got off the backboard fine. It was just a very odd play given what had previously happened and how he instantly reacted to the hit.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes somebody's basically knocked out or severely injured that they could still react that way. Well, let's talk about that hit coming up and the reaction to it, because that's been that topic has just taken off today, as far as it seems split among people who loved everything about it, including the taunt, live by the sword, die by the sword. And people are saying that it was, classless, especially the taunting part. I'd like to weigh in next on that.
Also, do you think that the NFL was right to hand down one-game suspensions that they did for Juju Smith-Schuster, for George Iloka, all of it?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.